Hey guys, it's Melissa here from melissaoatman.com. Welcome to another episode of Awaken Your Inner Awesomeness, the weekly podcast devoted to all things spirituality and self-improvement. I am so delighted you're here with me today. We have a very special guest. My wonderful friend, Miss Ronnie Ryan, is here with us. She is an intuitive coach, an energy healer, and she does past life regression. And she is here today. We're going to have a conversation about what you need to start doing more of in this coming year in order to live your absolute best life. And I'm very excited to have her here because she's amazing and so much fun. And anytime we get on together, we just start blabbing away and you can't shut us up. So thank you for being here with me today, Ronnie.
Thank you, Melissa. It's always a thrill. I'm always happy to see your smiling face.
And I'm always happy to see you too. And we always have so much fun whenever we just get
We
together
do.
and chat. And
We do.
I just really value your input and opinion on things. And so I thought it would be really fun just to have you on to talk about what we think people should be doing more of in the coming year in order for them to live their best lives. Because we know there's a lot of heavy energies out there right now. There's eclipses going on and Mercury's in retrograde and all these crazy astrological things, which can make you feel like you're going crazy and you're probably exhausted and just getting sick and things like that are going on, and there's a reason for it. But I am not one of those doom and gloom people where I don't think we should be talking about all the bad things that are going to happen. I think that doesn't help anyone. So I think what's beneficial to people is to hear what can I be doing more of in order to feel better, in order to be happier in my life. So that's what I want us to focus on today. So what,
Well,
in your opinion, where would you go with that?
first of all, I love, love, love this topic because I need it too.
We all do, don't
You
we?
know, I'm just like everybody else, and I'm always looking for things to help me lighten up. And, not that I'm like super intense and frumpy and whatever, but, like you said, there's a lot of stuff going on out there, and I get affected by it too. So the very first thing I would say, this is at the top of my list, not that I do it well all the time, but is try to be kind to yourself because I just beat myself up. And where are we going with that? That's not going to make anything better. Is it going to make me feel happier or more confident or more optimistic? No, So I remember one time in my podcast, I interviewed Zahara Maroon, and she talks about the law of attraction. And she said, you do your affirmations or whatever. That's great. And what are you doing for the other 23 hours and 50 minutes of the day?"
Yeah, so true. That's true. We
Isn't it?
talk like, I am lovable. And then we're like, why am I an idiot? The very next minute after we get to know them. It's true. Yeah.
So you have to catch yourself faster. That's really the solution is it's about increasing your awareness, which always raises your vibration anyway. You can't go wrong with increasing your awareness. And so there are a lot of different things you can become more aware of as you allow yourself to climb that ladder. And one of them is how you talk to yourself, because personally, I think this is the key to everything. Are you an inner cheerleader, or are you that horrible gremlin that they always talk about in coaching that just drags you down to the ground?
Yeah, most of us have that inner bully, that inner mean girl.
Yeah,
She
inner
likes
bitch,
to pick
that's
on
what I
us.
call her.
Yeah, I love it. Yes, exactly. And that's so true. And one, I was doing a reading for someone just the other day, and one of the messages that came out was, you need to be more present. Be more present in your life. And I think everyone can use that message because it's so easy to get caught up in the busyness of life, right? Just going 100 miles a minute. And when we do that, we go on autopilot. And what happens when you go on autopilot? That subconscious takes over. And for most of us, what's in our subconscious is all of those limiting beliefs and stories we were told over and over and over again. So immediately the money stories come up, immediately the self-confidence stories come
So
up.
true.
And we have to be more aware because the only way you can stop it is to acknowledge it and shift it immediately because it's so easy to go around that rabbit hole.
Well, it's funny that you're saying this because a friend of mine just had a realtor enter her home. She's decided it's time to sell her house. She's divorced now and she just doesn't want any more memories and she wants to move and be free. So she found out she could get 700,000 or more for her house. So she was so excited. She really has a beautiful home. So she should be happy now, right? So the very next thing that happens after the realtor closes the door and she had signed the papers is, oh my gosh, houses are so expensive. I'm never going to find anything as good as this. How am I going to find something? Other people have these $1 million homes. I can't afford that. But she went crazy. And I'm like, whoa there, Nellie. You know? I said, how could anything happen but that you're going to find another dream home? This was your dream home. You lived in it. You loved it. You're ready for a new one. Why isn't that the most optimal expected thing for you? Don't let your ego get in there and mess things up.
That's exactly it. Fear wants to step in and just tell you everything that's going to go wrong. And we need to stop allowing that because if you do believe in the law of attraction or that we create our own realities, that's what you're attracting is all of that fear-based stuff that's coming in. And then you have all this evidence. Look, this happens to me because look what just happened to me. And if we instead can flip that script and say, yeah, but I see all of the ways in which I have success around me or all of the ways that there are blessings around me. You start to see more of that. It really is about shifting your focus because you can, it's like those pictures where they tell you that you're going to see this in the picture. Like if you just looked at it and you didn't get a, what did you see in the picture and you interpret it yourself, you're going to see something different. But if you see one and they say, look for the old lady in the picture, that's what you see because you're telling yourself what to see in your life. If you're telling yourself that you're going to see all of these horrible, awful things happening, that is what's going to show up for you. You're going to see it. The universe always says yes. So if you say, oh, things always work out terribly for me, the universe says yes. Yes, it does. But if you say, things always work out for me for my highest good, and I'm always being guided and protected and blessed.
Supported.
Yeah, and the universe says, yes, you are. So we have to remember that.
Yeah, I think actually, if I were going to backpedal on the first thing, it wouldn't be kindness, it would be awareness.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
awareness
think
is so super important.
be. Yep, being present is, that's got to be the key to everything so that you can be kinder to yourself and kinder to other people and aware of where your thoughts are going and where you want your thoughts to go, to be more conscious of the choices that you're making and how you spend your time, even if you're just in your head.
Yeah, it really does help you though, because when you are aware and you really look at, because that was another card that came out was, what do you really want? Get your priorities straight. So when you focus on what it is you want, you learn to start saying no to things that don't feel good to you and don't feel like a soul yes. So when people come in and say, like I had a client say to me, I really don't want to go to my family's for the holidays. And I said, there's nothing that says you have to. Why do you have to? If it makes you uncomfortable, if they're mean to you, if they're toxic, you don't have to go there. You can make your own holiday tradition if you want. And I said, or you say, I'm going for 20 minutes just to see everyone, say hello, and then I leave. You set those boundaries for yourself. And I think when you're more aware of what's going on around you and how you feel, that gets easier to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that idea of how can you flip the switch? How can you flip that script? How can you make that kind of shift? And actually on Breathe, Love, and Magic this week, it's all about reframing, which is exactly what we're talking about. How can you change how you look at things? Like I was complaining about how I don't like to exercise. And then I remembered that years ago, I said to myself, you better get moving, And then I thought, well, What if I would? I'm lucky. I'm lucky I can move. I'm lucky I can walk down the street and, see the beautiful trees and whatever. I'm lucky I have the freedom to do it when I want to do it, and I don't have to be at a desk somewhere. And so you can flip that script to something much more positive and to see where the silver lining is, or where you are lucky, or what is working.
Yeah, I love that. And there's so many ways that, I think for a lot of people, we get caught up in this have to. I have to do this. I have to do this. And if we could just look at it from a different perspective of I'm lucky that I have the ability to do this or I get to do this, that really makes a difference. And I completely agree with you on the exercising thing. I've found it's getting harder to motivate myself too. But I found, dancing. And my sister was like, let's go take these dance lessons. And I was like, okay. It was so much fun. And I was sweating. So I was like, okay, I know that I've at least gotten a little cardio in here in one way. So there are a lot of ways you can look at things from a different perspective. And on that same note, when we're talking about flipping the script, one of the messages that keeps coming out, and I had recorded a reading for TikTok and my other social media accounts, where I asked for a message from the collective, and what came out is that we need to stop focusing on the mistakes in our lives. Stop beating yourself up for what you think you didn't do and not focusing on what went wrong, and instead to look at the miracles and what went right in your life, because nothing is perfect, but the love of the universe transcends perfection. And they
Ah,
went,
beautiful.
yeah, and they want people, it says keep looking forward, not backwards, you're not going that way. Keep focusing on your dreams because the universe is trying to help you co-create. And there are a lot of things that go on behind the scenes we don't see. Like they try to line people up to come into our lives. Like you're one of those people that I feel like the universe aligned us because you've helped me with so many things. And, I kind of look at you as like a mentor. So I love
Oh
that.
my gosh. Thank you.
And the universe kind of just, aligned it so that you ended up in my podcast, but we kept in touch and then ended up in the same podcast network. And it's just been really interesting the way that all played out. But I know that that's the universe saying, I'm putting people in your path that I know you're aligned with who can, be like a mentor and a friend and show you the way. And that's what the universe is doing for you right now. There are signs coming. And the universe loves to send people to come in and help other people. But the problem is, so many people don't want to accept help because we think that's a weakness, I think. And another thing that I watched a TikTok video talking about being a child of a narcissist, which I related to so much. And I love my mother, but I know that there were things that it was like, oh yeah, I kind of had to walk on eggshells around that. One of the things it said is children who are children of narcissists often feel like they had to do everything themselves to try to make sure that everyone was happy. And when you did that, you didn't want to ask for help because asking for help wasn't a safe thing in your environment. So a lot of people, I think, have difficulty asking for that help. But the universe wants everyone to know that the prayers that you send up, how do you think they get answered? They get answered because the universe sends people or situations to come in and to help you. So we have to be more open to allowing that to come in.
That's like that ridiculous joke about the flood, and there's a guy standing on his roof. And somebody comes by with a canoe, and oh, he's praying to God, help me, save me from this flood. So a guy comes by in a canoe, and the guy goes, come on in. He goes, no, I'm waiting for help. And then somebody else comes by with a motorboat, and he doesn't get in the boat either. And he goes, no, I'm waiting for help. And then somebody comes by with a helicopter and drops a ladder, and he goes, no, I'm waiting for God to help me. And then he gets swallowed up by the flood. He goes to see Saint Peter. He goes, why didn't God save me? He goes, we sent you a canoe, a power boat, and a helicopter. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like what more did you want? It's true though. Can you just imagine? I can only imagine the look on my guides' faces sometimes when they send things in and I'm like, yeah, I'm good. They're probably like, it's like that meme on the internet where she's like, somebody send me a sign, and there's a big, she's on the ground and the big stop signs, it was like the sign and the big stop signs on her back, and she's like, where's my sign? Like, oh, you know that they have to be looking at us like, these people are so dense. They do
That's
not
really
see any
funny.
of the stuff we're sending.
Well, what really stands out for me about what you were just talking about is the idea that we have to stop beating ourselves up about the past. And you know, there's an epidemic of fixing. And fixing is great, except that means you're always in a place of needing to be fixed, which means you're broken. And so another way to look at that is, you know, you could say you messed this up or you messed this up or whatever, but there's a lot of timing and and we came here to learn lessons. So you could be mad at yourself for all the mistakes you made, or you can think about everything you learned that got you where you are today, you know. And maybe none of it was mistakes. Maybe it was all the learning that created the person that you are right now that can make better decisions because of what you learned. So that's another perspective on exactly the same course of behavior and actions, but it's a whole different way of looking at it that doesn't make you bad or wrong or small or broken or constantly needing to be fixed. So it's not easy because we may celebrate momentary milestones, you know, things that we've achieved or whatever, and then we're on to the next journey of what we're going to create, and we don't spend that much time celebrating. So I was listening to another podcast, and every week they do magic moments, and I'm so tempted to just steal that. And so they talk about what was your magic moment this week? And here's what I love about this. Number one, they're looking for magic moments. Now you've set your mind, the finder in your brain, to be looking for what's my magic moment? Now you're setting up an expectation that you're even going to have a magic moment, or maybe you're going to have more than one. You're going to have to pick what the most magic moment was for the week. I love that. I'm not going to tell you I've managed to create that, but it's awesome to be thinking about, well, what's my magic moment today? Or what's my magic moment for the week? Because when you do that, you're setting up the foundation for that to happen. You're creating the possibility, you're being more optimistic. It all really works well together to lift you out of that I'm still broken feeling.
And when you talk about the past teaching you, I agree with you 100%. In my last book, Beautifully Broken, and in the one that's getting ready to come out right now, tentatively titled Beautiful Morning, I talk about how people often question why. Why did this happen to me? Why did I have to go through this? And I always believe that we agreed to come here to Earth, and it's a school. You know, we're learning. We picked all of these lessons because it would teach us a lot really quickly. That's how you elevate, right? That's how you learn, is by going through the difficult things. You don't learn a lot in a blow-off easy class, right? No, we don't learn. You take those harder classes to learn. Now, when we get here, we're like, why did I do that to myself? And I
Yeah.
compare it to when I was in college and I took philosophy. I thought, oh, this is going to be just an amazing class. I hated every single second of that class. It was boring, and just it lasted for 2 hours a day, and it felt like 7 hours a day, and I could not wait to get out of that class. But before I took it, I thought, this is going to be so amazing. I'm so excited, and it's going to be interesting. And I feel like when we're on the other side and we're picking our lessons, we don't realize it's going to be so heavy and so hard here, because
Right.
it's
That's
just joy
right.
and bliss on the other side. So you don't feel the stabbing pain, right, from the lesson that you had to learn. But you're exactly right when you say, instead of saying, why did that happen to me? Or now I'm broken. We can say to ourselves, what did I learn? What did
What
it
did
teach
I
me?
learn?
Yeah, what did it teach me?
And what can I do now that I couldn't have done before? What is possible as a result? Yeah, it's not easy to get there necessarily. Although, for some people, You know, it depends on whatever the lesson is, but sometimes you can go, oh, I get it. That's the thing I love the most about being an intuitive coach is when I watch people get that aha moment when they go, oh, that's why that happened. Oh my gosh, that is the best.
And then even happens in your own life. Like when I,
Oh, yeah.
have gone through my so many what I call tower moments in my life, at the end of it, it became clear I had to go through that because, you can't help other people in healing if you've never been through something and you don't understand what it's like to have to heal.
Very
It's
true.
what helps us do the best that we can for our clients because we know where they're coming from. Like we've been down in those trenches too. We know exactly how we pulled ourselves out.
Yeah.
And so now we know how to help other people pull themselves out too.
Very true.
Well, I pulled some tarot cards just to kind of give a message for the collective for the upcoming like couple of weeks. So I thought I would share that right now with
Fun.
you. And it's beautiful. Like these messages are so beautiful. Because the very first one that came out is Two of Pentacles, which is about creating balance, but it's also about wealth and success. So I think that people have the opportunity in the coming weeks to put more balance into their lives. For a lot of people, it's like we've got so much stuff going on. We have that tray on our hand if you're a waitress. And if someone takes one thing off, the whole thing flips over because it's out of balance.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, your life is out of balance right now. And the universe wants you to know that you need to work on coming back into balance. And many of you, that's what you're doing this in the coming months. We are letting go of the things that aren't serving us. And doing more of the things that we love. Because when we do that, we have the Ten of Cups coming out, which is about everything in life just blossoming. And it's about your dreams coming true and happiness
Oh,
and bliss.
nice.
Here's the thing that I think is so interesting. The wording on this card is everything in life is a miracle. What did we just talk about? Shifting
Yeah.
that focus, right? Seeing that everything in life is a miracle. And when you do, that happiness comes in. And then you have the Three of Wands, which is about rapid growth and expansion. So when you start letting go of the things that are no longer serving you and bringing your life into balance, which to me is doing more of that self-care, which you talked about, being better to yourself, kinder to yourself. You are going to have this rapid growth and expansion and this happiness that comes in. When you lean more into your intuition and you start looking at situations from a place of love, and we start asking ourselves, how are we choosing to perceive life? Are we letting life roll over us? And go, I don't have any control over anything. And now, or are we following from a place of love and realizing that we're following our heart's desires, we're following our dreams, we're following and leading from a place of love. And when we do that and we create our own path, when we realize it's possible to create our own path and to step into our power. And to lead from a place of love and start doing more of the things we love, that's when that Ten of Cups is like total happiness. So I
Nice.
love that.
That is nice. Another thing that I thought was interesting about what you picked was balance coming up now because we just went through the full moon and the equinox, and they said this past full moon, the worm moon, was really about a balance.
That's so
And
important because I feel like so many of us, our lives get out of balance and we don't even recognize it. We have, so many things going on. And I think the thing that always gets out of balance is our self-care. I think that goes to the, as soon as things get busy, that goes to the back burner and we
yep.
forget about it and we're not taking care of ourselves.
It's totally true.
I have a friend right now whose parents are aging. And her mom is, she has a little bit of dementia going on. And so it's getting harder. She just retired from teaching, and it's her first year retired, and she's just busy, nonstop, crazy, crazy. And she is one of those people like won't ask for help, and is an only child, so she's the only person there that is taking care of her. And I keep telling her, like, you gotta take care of yourself. You're not gonna be able to care for anybody else because you're gonna be sick too, because your body can only keep up with so much. And I think that's a good message for anybody out there, for people who say, no, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. You're not gonna be able to do it if you're sick. And I think there are so many people who are ignoring the message of slow down. Slow down. Take a rest. Do some self-care. I think that's important too.
Absolutely. I mean, if you don't take care of number one, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
But it's hard. We forget. We don't want to. We push it aside. We'd rather do something else. There's a million reasons why we don't do it.
I say that you should just schedule it in your calendar. Just put a reminder in your phone calendar to go off to tell you, go do something for yourself. And whether it's you could just go for a little walk out in nature, or you do a quick little meditation, or you go get a massage, or whatever it is that you do, do something that really brings you joy.
Well, the more that's one of the messages I've been getting for the past 3 years from my guides. Make yourself happy. Do things that bring you joy. Make yourself, it's re completely repetitive. I'm like, haven't I heard that? Well, are you doing it? No. It's like, how many times do you think somebody needs to hear the same message? As
Right.
many times as necessary until it
I
sinks
know.
in.
We have a Patreon group. We get together and I do readings once a week for the people on the Patreon, and some of them get the same messages over, and then they're like, why am I getting the same messages? And I'm like, you're not listening. Really,
Yeah.
it's taking you more time to understand and to put that into action. But another thing I think is really funny, I also had a reading not too long ago, and she told me one of my guides' name is Joy.
Ah.
But she's the one who's always telling you, buy the thing, treat yourself.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I thought that was so funny that you just brought that up and it reminded me of that. Yeah, you need to treat yourself. Don't be frugal with yourself.
Well, another thing that I've learned about in the past year, I've learned a lot more about angels. Like, I always loved angels for, it was a little ahead of the curve because I think it was all the way back in the 80s when I started. But I just discovered the angel Jophiel, which maybe everybody knows about, but me, I don't know. But Jophiel is all about moving negativity into the positive and finding joy and possibilities. So when I get all like down in the spiral, I go, Jophiel, 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 say the name 3 times and bring in the joy and help me shift this mood and energy. And that's what they say about the angels, that they're waiting for us to call on them. So I'll
Absolutely. They
call.
can't intervene without your help because we have free will. But they're ready to, like, they want to. They're sitting there, like, in the on your mark, get set, go position and from the race. But we have to ask. And that's another thing, too, that I think when I say allow people to help you, call on your spiritual team. You have guides and angels. Their whole job is to help you.
Very true.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this has been an amazing conversation. I knew it would be, but it's been so much fun. And I
Very
want to thank
fun.
you so much for coming on today and sharing your wisdom with us. The messages were amazing, and I think so many people need to hear them. So thank you for sharing with us and helping us to heal just a little bit more today.
Well, thank you for having me. I always love chatting with you, and I love your podcast.
Oh, thank you. And yes, I'm gonna have Ronnie back on again a little later on. We were gonna have Julia Maria back with us too, but she unfortunately had a prior engagement. But I can't wait to have the three of us on together also. I think that's gonna be amazing conversation. So look for that. And I want to thank you guys so much for being here with us today. As always, if you like this podcast, please subscribe. Please leave a positive review from wherever you're listening. And the greatest compliment you can pay me is to share this podcast with others. Also, you can join us on Patreon. And if you join us on Patreon, you can see this live video. And you also get an extra episode of my podcast each week that's only for my patrons. Plus, we go live each week. And you can get a free card reading each week if you join us. You can sign up for a 7-day trial. And if you like it, you can stay. If not, no obligation to stay, but I would love to have you. Sign up for the $10 a month subscription. That is the one that gets the live readings each week. And our live sessions are so amazing. The group of people who are there are so supportive. They give each other so much feedback about what's going on in their lives. It's not only like a card reading, it's like a therapy session too, but it's amazing. So I'd love to have you join us. The link is in the show notes. I hope you guys have an amazing and wonderful week. Don't forget to check out Ronnie's podcast as well. And I'm gonna have the link in the show notes for that too, because I just love Ronnie and I think everyone needs to go and check out her podcast too. So have an amazing week. I'm sending you guys so much love and light, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys.